From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is 79 degrees in Topeka, 76 in Lawrence. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Leadership Center with transformation grants, an opportunity for organizations to strengthen workforce engagement, communication, and problem-solving skills. Applications at kansasleadershipcenter.org/grants.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with us here at KPR. In our next 30 minutes, we are going to visit the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival to tell you about some of the most promising up-and-coming stand-up comedians. We will revisit our series called Wild Card. This time around, writer Taffy Brodesser-Ackner draws a question, and she'll talk with Rachel Martin about that. And we will learn about a certain kind of ant that has taken over Manhattan. Not Manhattan, Kansas, Manhattan, New York. All coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative, stamped, and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
We do still have a flood warning in effect for Lyon County until 4:30. We have a heat advisory going into effect for virtually all of the KPR listening area tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're expecting heat index readings tomorrow up to 108. It's the humidity that's causing all of this. So Lawrence, Topeka, Greater Kansas City Metro, Manhattan, Junction City, Council Grove, Emporia, be aware it's going to be a hot one tomorrow. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 320.
That aren't typically considered funny, like the Israel-Gaza war.
Comedy comes from tension, basically. And the more tension there is, there's more room for jokes.
How and why Obey tries to bring levity to this violent subject on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are up next. I have quite a bit of weather to talk with you about. Often do. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. 50% chance of showers and storms. It's going to be humid with a low around 70. I'll be back in a moment with more news. It's 3:30.
Super PAC affiliated with the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. The race in Minnesota has not seen the same level of outside spending from the group. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Minneapolis.
The Labor Department says wholesale prices in July were up 2.2% from a year ago. That's a smaller annual increase from the month before, suggesting that inflation pressures are further cooling as the Federal Reserve moves closer to cutting interest rates, likely starting next month. Tomorrow, the government releases the most well-known inflation measure, the Consumer Price Index. And that news sent Wall Street sharply higher, the Dow up 408 points, NASDAQ up 407. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. We have a flood warning in effect until 4:30 this afternoon for Lyon County. Some locations experiencing flooding include Emporia, Americus, and Neosho Rapids, and the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 123 and 134, and I-35 between mile markers 128 and 143. Turn around, don't drown. If you see a flooded road, find an alternate route. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. We also will have a heat advisory tomorrow, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is for probably about 90% of the KPI. Our listening area. Further north you go, the less likely you are to be covered by this. So Doniphan County, Brown County, Nemaha County, you are not covered by this, but pretty much everyone else is. Heat index readings tomorrow up to 108. Very high humidity. You should take extra precautions if you have to be outside tomorrow. Limit your strenuous activities to early morning hours or later evening hours. This does include the Greater Kansas City Metro, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Junction City, Emporia, Chanute, Atchison, and Council Grove. A heat advisory tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. A felony charge has officially been filed against a former local police chief who led a 2023 raid on the Marion County Record newspaper. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has the story.
Gideon Cody, former police chief for Marion, Kansas, faces one felony count of interfering with the judicial process. The complaint document says Cody, quote, knowingly or intentionally persuaded a witness to withhold information from authorities sometime between the August 11, 2023 raid and August 17th. The complaint doesn't give specifics about Cody's conduct. A report released last week by the special prosecutors assigned to the case cleared Marion County Record staff of any crimes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The Wichita School District has rolled out a proposed student code of conduct that would guide disciplinary measures at schools. The document is one response to a U.S. Justice Department report earlier this year, which found that Wichita schools discriminated against students based on race and disability. Vince Evans with the Wichita District says the new code offers suggested consequences for violations, but it does not mandate how teachers or administrators should respond.
What this will allow us to do is to become more consistent, but not where it's just robotic in nature and everybody does exactly the same thing.
Wichita is gathering feedback on the plan and will submit it to the Justice Department for review in October. The district also plans to update its dress code policies. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Very humid, lows around 70. Quite warm tomorrow, highs in the 90s. Slight chance of showers and storms in the morning.
From NPR News, this is All Things
Have a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese-made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing health care in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're one of those... This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. It's Kansas Public Radio, KPR 1 and KPR 2. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, prescription pills for abortion are widely available via the U.S. mail through telehealth providers, and some are even sending pills to those in states where abortion is, in fact, illegal.
Our belief is that we are a fully legally compliant practice, and as such, the Commonwealth has our back.
Some claim the practice is illegal, however. We will tell you more about that story coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, a locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
From NPR News, this is All Things
Considered. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition, your hosts will be Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
At BritBox.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
It is 79 degrees in Topeka. It is 84 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Speaking of Emporia, we do have a flood warning in effect for about another 10 minutes in Lyon County. Emporia, Americus, Neosho Rapids, you've been dealing with some flooding today. Also, the Kansas Turnpike between mile markers 123 and 134, and I-35 between mile markers 128 and 143. We'll keep you updated on that flood warning, if it's extended or if it's allowed to expire. Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR today. Coming up in our next half hour, drummer and composer Lewis Cole about the new sounds he brought to his latest album. We'll be talking about that. Also, Dylan Lyson has a report on what happens when a low-income driver in Kansas fails to pay a traffic ticket on time. It turns out that municipal courts can send that debt to collection agencies and add interest on top of that. That can turn that single ticket into thousands of dollars of debt. An attorney for a lot of drivers who've been caught up in that situation says that is unfair.
We have clients who couldn't afford originally. They definitely can't afford the thousands of dollars that it's turned into.
Coming up, how low-income drivers face daunting debt when they fail to pay traffic tickets and other fines on time. It's coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around. 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. Very humid. Lows around 70. It is 76 degrees in Lawrence. It is 79 in Topeka.
Support for NPR, How and Why Obey Tries to Bring Levity to This Violent Subject. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Multiple double-up programs available to match SNAP dollars. Learn more at the Market Info Booth, Saturday mornings at 824 New Hampshire.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. The time is 4:30.
Higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 408 points. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. A felony charge has officially been filed against a former local police chief who led a 2023 raid on the Marion County Record newspaper. Beck Shackelford-Wongonga has that story.
Gideon Cody, former police chief for Marion, Kansas, faces one felony count of interfering with the judicial process. The complaint document says Cody, quote, knowingly or intentionally persuaded a witness to withhold information from authorities sometime between the August 11, 2023 raid and August 17th. The complaint doesn't give specifics about Cody's conduct. A report released last week by the special prosecutors assigned to the case cleared Marion County Record staff of any crimes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wongonga.
This is the first year that students can freely enroll in other school districts under a new Kansas law. And as Joni Fortino reports, fewer students arrived in Johnson County schools than had been expected.
The Blue Valley, Shawnee Mission, and Olathe school districts only accepted a few dozen applicants each, according to the Beacon, Kansas City. The districts enroll between 20,000 and 30,000 total students. The Beacon reported that Blue Valley had 86 openings, but only 48 applicants. Shawnee Mission opened more than 1,000 spots, but only accepted 38 students. Education advocates said families may not have applied because they'd have to provide their own transportation. I'm Jody Fortino.
A federal appeals court has upheld the fraud convictions of former Kansas lawmaker Michael Capps. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today against Capps. He had argued that the judge in the original case erred by not rereading jury instructions at the close of the trial. Capps served in the Kansas House from 2018 until 2021. He was convicted on 12 counts of fraudulently obtaining COVID relief funds for his businesses. He's facing 27 months in prison. Capps is also facing a civil suit for his role in producing a false attack ad aimed at Brandon Whipple during the 2019 Wichita mayoral campaign. The flood warning that had been in effect for Lyon County until 4:30 has been allowed to expire. This is KPR. It's 4:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Unpaid traffic tickets can end up costing low-income Kansans thousands of dollars. Cities can send unpaid fines and fees to collection agencies and add interest on top. As Dylan Lyson reports, critics say the system is unfair to low-income Kansans who already could not afford the fine in the first place.
On a snowy night in 2004, Kirkendall says that helped her get back on the road.
I do have a restricted license. I do have insurance on my car, I'm driving very legal.
But those changes do not stop ticket fines and growing debt. Unless a court stops cities from adding interest or lawmakers pass a law prohibiting it, drivers unable to pay will continue racking up debt. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Topeka.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, and many other issues connected to public policy. You will find this stories and others like it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines. Then, while solar power has been booming, there's also been a growing number of customer complaints about the part of the industry that installs solar panels on homes and the tactics that they have been using to persuade people to do it.
I feel like I'm the one being defrauded. I feel like this is a hustle to try and get money.
A look at the solar industry as it's trying to fix its reputation nationwide coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Very humid tonight, lows around 70. Another chance of rain tomorrow morning, still humid. Highs tomorrow in the lower 90s. Most of us in the KPR listening area will have a heat advisory tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Foundation at macfound.org.
A Palestinian-American comedian on the art of telling jokes about serious topics like the war in Gaza on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered still to come. We are expecting a 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
75 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Topeka. It is 85 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
Thank you so much for tuning into KPR this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then, hackers have targeted the healthcare industry once again, this time compromising the nonprofit blood donation center known as One Blood. That is affecting hospitals all across the southeastern United States.
With One Blood being compromised, now that safety net isn't as firm.
We'll tell you more about this cyber attack. Also, check out more about that proposal that's been going around and making a lot of headlines because both former President Trump and Vice President Harris seem to have endorsed it. No tax on tips. Is that really a great idea? We will find out more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting Mozart's Don Giovanni, a tale of the infamous seducer navigating through a world of love, lust, and revenge. August 16th and 18th at Theater Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Evening Classical with Destiny, music of Corelli, Mozart, Beethoven, and Tchaikovsky. Some of the greats coming your way tonight on Evening Classical on KPR 1 station 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stay tuned for Reveal at 7 o'clock. It's 5:20.
Support for and how and why Obey tries to bring levity to this violent subject on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Get caught up on all the news from around the nation, around the world, and around the region.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
A heat advisory tomorrow for virtually all of the KPR listening area, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. We will see heat index readings tomorrow up to 108. It's 5:30.
Not politicians.
Missouri was the first state to enact its abortion ban after the Dobbs decision. Its current ban does not have exceptions for rape or incest, only for medical emergencies. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Kellogg in Jefferson City.
U.S. futures contracts are trading slightly lower. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. Thunderstorms produced heavy rainfall across Kansas today, which led to flash flooding in central and eastern parts of the state. A flash flood warning was issued for Emporia and other communities in central Lyon County, where up to 6 inches of rain fell in a short amount of time. Other flood warnings were issued for Coffee, Osage, Chase, Marion, McPherson, and Ellsworth counties. KAKE-TV reports that Emporia's municipal court had to be closed, and the Lyon County Sheriff's Office advised residents not to travel. There's actually a chance for more rain and storms every day this week across eastern Kansas. A felony charge has officially been filed against a former local police chief who led a 2023 raid on the Marion County Record newspaper. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Gideon Cody, former police chief for Marion, Kansas, faces one felony count of interfering with the judicial process. The complaint document says Cody, quote, knowingly or intentionally persuaded a witness to withhold information from authorities sometime between the August 11th, 2023 raid and August 17th. The complaint doesn't give specifics about Cody's conduct. A report released last week by the special prosecutors assigned to the case cleared Marion County Record staff of any crimes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford, Wanganga.
The Wichita School District has rolled out a proposed student code of conduct that would guide discipline measures at schools. The document is one response to a U.S. Justice Department report earlier this year, which found that Wichita schools discriminated against students based on race and disability. Vince Evans with the Wichita District says the new code suggested consequences for violations, but it does not mandate how teachers or administrators need to respond.
What this will allow us to do is to become more consistent, but not where it's just robotic in nature and everybody does exactly the same thing.
Wichita is gathering feedback on the plan and will submit it to the Justice Department for review in October. The district also plans to update its dress code policies. A federal appeals court has upheld the fraud convictions of former Kansas lawmaker Michael Capps. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today against Capps. He had argued that the judge in the original case erred by not rereading jury instructions at the close of the trial. Capps served in the Kansas House from 2018 until 2021. He was convicted on 12 counts of fraudulently obtaining COVID relief funds for his businesses. He's facing 27 months in prison. Capps also faces a civil suit for his role in producing a false attack ad aimed at Brandon Whipple during the 2019 Wichita mayoral campaign. 50% chance of showers and storms tonight. Very humid. Lows tonight around 70. This is KPR.
From NPR News.
Sometimes annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight, 50% chance of showers and storms, very humid, lows around 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and storms in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, and hot, very humid, highs in the 90s. Virtually all of the KPR listening area will have a heat advisory in effect from 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon through 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Stick around. We have news headlines coming your way at 6:01, and we're going to learn more about shield laws and whether they apply to telehealth abortions, all coming up on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 6.
An American comedian on the art of telling jokes about serious topics like the war in Gaza on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Steve Inskeep and Jay Schaefer will be your local hosts. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ, Chanute, 90.3. K210CR, Atchison, 89.9. K258BT, Manhattan, 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org.